presenting The Fifth Wheel by Gertrude Berg. Two things have happened. The first is Mary Noddy. To the Brooks, she seems to have been there forever. Their lives have been complicated by a million loose ends. The city is enormous. The routine is endless. The time is crowded. And now suddenly, in Mary's smile, in her simplicity, in the faith she has in a perfectly ordinary life, the Brooks find an atmosphere of calm. And then, just as suddenly, when he least expects it, when he least can use it, Gil Brooks sees an opening. He is a wheel within the wheels of a large department store. And another employee, a Miss Wells, an artist and illustrator, comes to him with a new idea. It's an out, a chance for both of them to do something on their own. A revolutionary design and process in glove making. But they need money to register the idea. And money to start it off. And neither of them has a place to which to turn. The frantic hopelessness of the thing drives them together, and their common purpose becomes a symbol of escape. At home, life goes on, with Mary placidly fulfilling her duties. Listen.
Mary,
you're not going to wash my hands tonight, are you?
Oh, yes.
Not
tonight.
Oh, yes. Please, what Mama said. Mama said, please, Mary, wash the dresses. Yes, missus. Yes, missus.
Oh, the water's getting
cold. All right. And make it cold. And make it cold. No cry, darling. No cry. All right. Now, not too hot. Come. Put them down here. Oh, there, Mary. Put the soap. Oh, here's the garden. Put down here a little bit. A little bit.
Tell us so I don't get any soap in my
mouth. Oh, close the mouth. That's good. That's fine. So, here. Put down here. Go. Stop. Can you stop? Can Mary stop? Down, a little bit down. That's good. See, that's
not
good.
Too hard.
No. So, see? Beautiful. See? Nice. See that? Oh, my goodness.
Ow.
Oh, by golly. That's good. Oh, see?
Ow.
No, out. No, sit out. That's good. No, see that? A little bit. That's good. All over. That's no more. No more. Yeah, nice. Come. Make it dry. Good. Make them good dry. See that? Oh, nice, baby. See that? Oh, good. See? Nice dry. That's good. See that? Come, Mary, come. You.
Where
do
I get my
bathroom
brush?
No, not step put some floor down. Come, Mary, make it hot to that. No, too heavy for Mary. Come, get the hot to that right. Come.
Do you hear all this noise?
Oh, Mary, you're tired.
All right.
No, Joe, I don't want you to.
But why can't we ask your folks for the money? It's for us. It's for you. It's for both of us, Margaret. What's happened for us in the 4 years we've been married? Nothing. But now everything can change.
I don't want anything changed.
Why not? Can you tell me why not? You want to live this way all your life?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Why aren't you happy?
No, are you?
Yes.
Margaret, what are you afraid of? There's a world outside of these four walls, one that you've never seen, one I've never seen. We've only heard of it, but it's there waiting to be used and lived in. Now, why can't we live in it? Just a little money can do it, darling. I know it. Miss Wells knows.
Wells?
Margaret, why don't you like her?
I don't know. made it because she liked you.
Well, does every woman that I know like me?
Yes. But not the way she does.
Joe.
Joe, I don't... I only... Joe.
What's the matter, Mother?
Oh, nothing, darling.
Joe.
Mother. Oh, nothing, dear. Stop.
Did you see my book, Mary?
Oh, there, your pudding book.
I left it on the table.
Oh, the little come table book?
Lying on table book? And a pudding room book,
huh? Yeah, your book.
Thank you, Mary. Did you ever read Little Red Riding Hood?
What? What's that again?
A story. Didn't you ever read it, Mary?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's beautiful. I can't read all the big words. Look, how would you say this word?
Yes.
This one.
Oh. How you say?
Don't you know?
No.
Did you ever go to school, Mary?
No.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful. The wonderful bag, maybe.
Don't you care? It's not really important. The only important thing in the whole world is money. That's what my father said to my mother. Mary, have you any money?
Money? Oh, little bit.
What are you going to do with your money?
Oh, maybe I'll be by a car by.
With cow?
Yeah, with cow. Pinkies. Maybe little pigs. Oh, maybe nice piece of ground. Make it garden. Have it made a nice tree. Come it summer, have it apples. Come it winter, sit on a rocking chair. Oh, by golly, Mary going to sit on a rocking chair maybe 100 years. Have it nice big stove. Keep it nice warm house. Oh, that'd be good, then. That'd be good.
When are you going to buy the farm, Mary?
When? Oh, sometime maybe. Oh, sometime maybe I'd buy. Oh. You in the numb?
Well, in a few minutes, Mary.
Oh.
Get Janet
Pasterio. You get
Janet
Pasterio. You know
your topic? Later,
Mary.
Oh. That's an unnervous telephone number, Marjorie. What do you think? Shall I call him?
Father, Mary says money isn't everything. And I told her you said it was.
Janet, please.
Marjorie, you talk to him first. He's your brother.
Oh, get the number.
Hope he's home.
You be kidding, Jenny. I'll be bringing the spoon to the city.
Not too much. I'm only going to eat 5 spoons.
Janet, please. Call Everett. Margaret, he's your brother. Why shouldn't he help us?
You call him, Joe.
All right. I'll call him. What do you think, Margaret? Do you think he...
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if he doesn't, there isn't another person in the world we can turn to, not one.
Maybe his money isn't everything. And I said...
Janet, please. Hello, have him 40290. Will you talk to him, Margaret?
Uh-huh.
Money.
Hush, darling, Father's on the phone.
Mary got a big book, Father. Mary got a big book.
Oh, Mary. Mr. Brooks is on the phone.
Hello, are you getting that number?
Excuse me, Mary.
Janet, listen, when I'm on the phone, I wish you... hello?
Don't they answer?
Hello, who's this, Dorothy? Dorothy, is Everett there?
Well, darling, why did you ask to have this feeling?
Well, I thought I did. Hello, Everett? It's Joe. Well, pretty good. How are things with you? No. You don't mean it.
What?
Well, listen, when did that happen? I'm terribly sorry to hear that. No, Everett, I wish I could. I'd be happy to. The fact of the matter is, I was just going to ask you. Listen, Everett, you've heard me speak to Miss Wells, has you? Well, I thought you did. Well, she's an artist. She's worked with me for years, and she came to me with an idea. Everett, listen, it's a chance of a lifetime, a revolutionary idea in glove designing. It'll change the whole business, and there's a fortune. All we need now is enough money to get a patent at once, and when we have that, I won't be worried. You wouldn't know where I could raise some money. Oh, yeah, well, I know that. Well, thanks. What are you saying, huh? Goodbye. He's lost.
Maybe we could get a loan from the bank.
On what? The only thing I get put up for security is my life, and that isn't worth anything. And it may be to me.
And to me.
I know that. Well, that's that. Now what?
What's that? Bring it to me. Bring it to me. We'll just have to forget about it.
That won't be easy. I've got a pretty good memory. Mary, would you mind fixing me a cup of strong black coffee? Strong black coffee. Strong black coffee. Strong black coffee, please.
Bless. What's the matter, mister? The matter, mister? Is it something?
Yes, Mary. Money. You let me have about $1 million.
Maybe only that 476.
Huh? 476?
476. You been here this morning, mister?
Mary's going to buy a farm with the money.
Mary.
No.
Mary.
You been here this morning, mister?
No.
I'll be getting it right away.
Well, where are you going, Mary? The bank's closed. It won't be open until tomorrow morning.
Oh, there's been no bank. I be have it money in my wallet. I'll be getting it, mister. Come, Jim.
Come, I'll be getting it, mister. I'll be getting it.
Joe, you can't take our money.
Why not?
Suppose you lose it.
Suppose I do.
You're only taking a chance.
That's it. It's the chance I must take.
It may come to nothing, and if you lose it, you'll have nothing. You'll never be able to give it back. No, Joe, you mustn't. How can you take what she's played and sweated for her whole life with what she's added up in pennies? Joe, I won't let you.
Margaret, look at me. This is the chance, the one we've always wanted. I have to take it.
Oh.
Margaret, I take it from a blind man.
And now that Mary has given Joe Brooks the key that will open the way for him, where will the passageway lead? It may lead into a blind alley. It may lead to wealth and power and position. But one thing will surely happen. It will bring Joe and his partner together. What does this mean for Margaret's family? Drama develops with great rapidity, and it is Mary who saves it without saving herself. And it is Mary who remains unchanged, still strong, ready to go into other homes, into other stories, when the Brooks have passed into the distance of other lives. Kenneth Roberts speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.